Okay, we are up to Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, towards the bottom. Let's start from Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Matzina Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. It's the two dots, yes. Okay, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, towards the bottom, three quarters down. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Matzina Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. We find such a concept of a Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. The person has come to write Shimon. Instead of writing Shimon, he writes Shem. So the halacha is he is Chayv. So the more is the obvious kasha midami mem de Shem sasa mem de Shimon pasuach. When the person wants to write Shimon, so it's an open mem. Shin Mem, the first Mem is open.
But
when you say
he writes two letters, Shin and the Mem, not
just one letter. Right, that's the given. You start out, your kavan was to write Shimon, the entire word, the entire name, five letters. And then after two letters, you get tired. Adkan, enough for today. You're at Shin Mem. So we looked at the Mishnah point to Rabbi Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon point to Tanakama. We're not going to Rabbi Shimon, we're going to Tanakama, because the Maskana said that in Achanam, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds you have to write the entire word from the entire Pasuk. But let's learn very simply now, according to the Tanakama of the Mishnah, if a person has Kavanah to write the word Shimon and he only writes Shin Mem, he is Chayiv Shem Mi Shimon. The Gemara is the obvious Kasha. If you wanted to write Shimon, Shimon is spelled with an open Mem. A Mem Pasuach. And Shem is a Mem Sasum. So what have you done? What you've done doesn't make any sense. You've written Shin Mem. That's not called a Teva. That's not called the Shem B'Mokim Acher. Because if a person has a name, Shem Chom and Yafes, right? There are three children of Noach. And if you have that same name, Shem, Malki Tzedek Melo, I know that. The name Shem, then it's an N Mem. So you have not written the correct Mem. So the ones that discuss, Mem the Shem Sosum, the men of Shem is Sosum, Mem the Shimon is Pasuach. So the Gemara answers, Amar Bechista Zaisameres Sosum via Sabasuach Kosh. From here we learn a Yisoy that Enochanami does not make a difference. It does not make a difference in the Sefer Torah. If you are writing a word, you're writing in the Sefer Torah, let's say you wrote Shimon, the Gemara assumes now, and you wrote the Shimon in the Sefer Torah with the wrong Mem, Hashem Sosum, the Mem Sosum, it's okay. It really doesn't make a difference if you interchange the end mem and the beginning mem, even though ideally I assume you want to put the end mem sasum at the end and the pasuach in the middle, but it doesn't really make a difference.
Memela.
Oh, wait, don't get carried away now. Gemara in the Hava Amina, yeah, and the Gemara in the Hava Amina does not passel a Sefer Torah, will not passel a mezuzah, it's A-OK. So therefore the Gemara extrapolates, if it's good enough for a Sefer Torah, it's good enough to be Mechayiv the person, to be Mechayiv the Melacha, the Rites of Ksiva, on Shabbos, where he wrote Shem Mishim, even though he wrote the wrong Mem. So Amar Bechaz, Zoyis Sameres, incredible Chiddush, Sosum, if you're really supposed to write a Sosum, like in this example, you should have written a Shem, a Mem Sosum, the Asahu Pasuach, and by mistake you wrote a Pasuach, Kosher, it is Kosher B'diavet. Neisrei, right, okay, for Nechalam, on purpose, right, Nechalam, even on purpose, you're right, even on purpose, Kosher. Neisvei, really, we have a pasuk, Uchisavtam, okay, the parsha of Mezuzah, Uchisavtam al Mezuzos, Beisach uvisharech. We say this every day, twice a day, Uchisavtam.
The ritual says by mistake.
What?
The ritual says by mistake.
By mistake. Cause, okay, so look, Hatchila, ideally you want to put it in the right place, but the evidence it's still going to be kosher for the Gemara in the Havnin in the Sefer Torah. Memeil, it's going to be chai for the person Melacha D'Oraisa of Ksiv. Now, here's the kosher Meitzvei, Uchasavtam. When it says Uchasavtam, what does it mean Uchasavtam? Shetehei Ksiva Tama. Kosavtam. The Ksiva should be Tam, should be complete. 100 to drasha.
Then maybe that's only a diuk by what Yuksaf is going on say for the Sefer Torah.
So the Gemara you can ask these questions. But the Gemara wants to suggest the Gemara is svara. It's a svara. You can play around with the svara. Then if it's good enough for a Sefer Torah to be kosher, it's good enough to mechayev a person.
Is that you have a diuk to tell you that a Sefer Torah that's not that's
okay, we have to go through, let's go to the kasha. So you want to say that
for Shabbos it should be good.
So the Gemara does at this point doesn't want to say it. The Gemara wants to say that it's all one and the same.
Okay.
Whatever the rules are for a Sefer Torah are going to be the rules for Shabbos, because that's where we learn. Either it's a ksiva or it's not a ksiva. You write a Sefer Torah, it's got to be written the right way. So one of Shach, it's all one. I hear what you're saying. You're asking, making a very good point. But if you, the Gemara doesn't need to come on, because the Gemara anyway is going to reject all this anyway. So the Gemara maybe would have got to that point, but we cut it short. We have a pasuk, Uchasav Tam Shetek Sivitam. Now the Gemara gives a whole number of examples. Now you can spend months on this piece of Gemara. And people who go for Kabbalah and Safras, they do spend months on learning the next few lines of Gemara. And it's filled with incredible chidushim. But let's go very quickly. Shlayichtev Aleph in Ayin. Do not write an Aleph. If you're supposed to write an Aleph, do not write an Ayin. Now, similarly, either means one of the things. Either they look similar in Ksiva, in the form. Or it means that, you know, you spell things, as far as we're concerned, the Aleph and the Ayin have the same sound, almost. We're not makbid, so just like we don't really understand the difference in the pronunciation. If you'll ask someone to spell something and you're not familiar with the word, you'll ask them, is it with an aleph or an ayin? So when you're writing it, what difference does it make? Aleph, ayin? No. When you write it, you have to be precise. Shelo yichtoif aleph and ayin. Or you can learn what it means simply. You're not going to go through all these different. Dikum Rashi here says, look at Rashi. Shelo shiyesha kaisim kane ibne shedoimim bikriyosan. Rashi is of the opinion that Aleph and Ayin do not look alike, which not everyone agrees to, because Aleph and Ayin, they really do look alike. Okay, there are two different halachim in the Gemara. You look at Aleph and Ayin, they're not so far apart. The bottom is a little bit different. The top is identical, kemat. And the bottom is just as connected in a different way, and it's not connected, whatever. So that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that so far removed from looking at it, looking similar, that's not what it means. Rather, it means in kriyasan, being that the pronunciation is almost identical, even in terms of the Gemara. You know that ayin, ayin, shma, it's a guttural sound, shma. If you're a brisker, say shma, shma. They pronounce the ayin, but for most people, there is no difference, and therefore, don't make a mistake. Next, beis and kaf, that's pasha. Beis and kaf, they look very similar. Beis is square and kaf is round. Kaf and beis, gimel, tzadin, gimel, they look alike. A gimel and a tzadi, they look very similar. Rashi says, "Demin b'ksi vason." They're similar in the way they appear. Elish zelamala v'zelamata. Okay, a gimel tzadi tzadi gimel dalsin reishin dal and reishin. The only difference is a small little tiny the corner reishin dalsin hein chesin a hein ches. Now we write two zayins for a ches, but really the truth is one little bar on top is also kosher b'diavad. And then you have over here the only chilik in hein ches is a little the connection matz and chametz. What's the chilik matz and chametz? The connection, small connection. And Hain, Vav and Yudin, a Vav and a Yud just extended further down, it comes a Vav, Yud and Vavim, Zayin and Nun, Nun, just it turns in the bottom. A Zayin does not turn, a Nun turns in the bottom, Nun and Zayin, Tess and Payfin, Tess, and they look very similar, only because there's a connection. A Tess is connected on the bottom, whereas a Pay is open on the bottom. So you have Tessin, Pefin, Tessin, Kifufim, Pshutim. Here's what we need for our Gemara. Well, not yet, really. A Kafuf. You have a Nun Kafuf. Don't make a Nun Zokuf. Kifufim. No. Kafuf means round. A regular Nun. A regular Chaf.
A Chaf?
A Chaf. So that's a Chaf Kafuf. It's bent.
Right.
And there's a Chaf Seifis.
Oh,
a Chaf Seifis goes all the way down. That's called. So don't make the Chaf and Kifufim Pshutim like a Chaf. What? If it's supposed to be a kafuf, if it's supposed to be bent, don't make a mistake and write a chaf seifis.
Right.
And pshutin kfufin, or if it's supposed to be pashi, it's supposed to have a chaf seifis, do not make a mistake and write a regular chaf, an open chaf. Not an open, but don't make a chaf that's called a kaf kafuf, a kaf that's normally used in the middle of the word. Memim samchim mem. If the mem is supposed to be, don't make a mem into a samach. Mem and a samach look very similar. The only thing question is like connected. Samchim memim. Now here is the part that we need for our Gemara. Stumin psuchin stumin. If you're supposed to write a pasuach, don't write a sauce. If you're supposed to write sauce, don't write a pasuach. So what do we see? All this part of the halacha of uchesaf tam chsivatama. Don't manipulate the ksav. So just when it comes to a sefer Torah, you're violating the rules of chosaf tam if you write the wrong letter, pasuach, sasim, sasim, pasuach. Likewise, when it comes to laws of Shabbos, if you want to be chayiv for writing the word shame, shin mem, you need a sasim, not a pasuach.
Right.
So we have a kasha. Now the brayso concludes, parsha pasucha lo yaseh stuma, stuma lo yaseh psucha. Different types of parshios. Either you have nine break on the same line, Or you start on a new line. So sometimes you start on a new line, sometimes you can start on the same line, just skip 9 letters. Don't interchange what's meant to be Pasuach and Sasum. Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi on this part of them, are fine. Parasha Psucha lo yasen Pstum lo yasen Psucha. Kasva Kishira. Let's say you wrote a part of the Torah like Oz Yashir. That's a no-no. Or a Shakasav as a Shira Kiyotziba. Or you wrote what? Right. Or even 2 rows like Hazinu, 2 different rows straight down.
That's Masayrit, right? Like that?
Yes. Of course. Every part.
I'm saying Masayrit. There's no reason for that.
Right. It's Masayrit. This Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. If you do not write the Kshira, if you not write Oz Yashir, the way we have it, it's called Mamash. Yes. Mamash possible. Mamash.
Hazinu also.
Has to be written 100%. It has to be written according to the Masayrit 100%. There are certain things. There are a few little things which there's a chakira. After the Yeshiva, very Hashem Yimloch Liolam Boed.
Right.
Then it goes on Kivas. So that is written like the Shira. The question is that still part of the Shira? It's
machloikis,
the Rambam, the Ramban. It's a big machloikis, and there was some sort that wanted to change it. The whole story about the Chasam Sefer. Okay, but basically we have a Mesora, and the Mesora has to be done the way it's meant to be. That's not written. That's written regular. That's not part of the Shira. But the part of the Shira Kivasus Paro is written in Arich Rabbi Levena, even though technically, according to many Rishonim, that's not part of the Shira. The last part of the Shira is Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vo'ed. Period. That's the end of the Shira. And then we go Vaita. Kivasus Paro Berichbo Uvi Farasha Vayam Vayash Hashem Elohim Esmayim Reish Holchu Vayash Soch Hayam. If you look in the Sefer Torah, that pasuk is written part of the sequence of Ariach Al Gabi Levena. And then there's a blank space afterwards when you stop, pick up, Atalam, Vayim, you go Vaita. But that's not part of the Shira. Why is it? That's part of the Mesorah. Fighter. If you write a Sefer without Di'oi, So you write Hashem's name with gold, gold ink. They would sprinkle gold dust on Hashem's name. Apostle. It's not the way it's. Hare Elu Yignizot, you're putting Geniza. So what do we see? But end of the Braisa. What do we see in this Braisa? If you're supposed to write Pasuach and you write Sosim or vice versa, no good. So if you want to be Mechai for writing Shem, Shemem, it's the wrong Mem. It's a Mem Pasuach. You should be Potter. So the Gemara says, no Kashi. You know why? Hudiyama Kiaitana. This man, the Yama, that says Shem Mishimon Yechayiv, is going according to the following Tana, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Oimer. Here we go. He makes it. How do you know the something called Nisachamayim? On during the 6 days of Chol HaMoed, they would pour water on the Mizbeah. How do you know that? Where do you find the Mekor? Nowhere in the Torah will you find the Mekor. The Torah telling you to pour water on the Mizbeah on the 6 days of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. How do you know? This is a remes. Nemar b'sheni v'niskehem. It says on the second day of the Kabbonos v'niskehem, there's an extra mem. It says the most v'nisko. Most of the days it says v'niska, but it says v'niskehem. B'shishi it says unisocheha. There's an extra yud. It should say v'niska, not v'nisocheha. B'shvi kimishpatam. It doesn't say kimishpat. It should say kimishpat. It says kimishpatam. So mem yud mem to teach us hare mem yud mem mayim. Mikan remes l'nisachamayim min hatayra. Now, so what? But what are you talking about? The extra mem in the first word v'niskehem is a mem sosum, and we're using that mem sosum for the first letter of the word mayim. So you see, it doesn't make one bit of a difference. So if we have inachanami, there is a machloikis tanoim. If it's a hakpada, if a sefer Torah is puzzle, if you make a mistake and you write the wrong letters according to the Tanakhama.
Pasuach and Sasam,
and if our Gemara that says Shem Yishimon Yechayif, even though there's the wrong mem, is following the second opinion that makes this elaborate drasha, Yudah Misera, that says there's a riot to Nisachamayim on Sukkis. Fine. Now the Gemara makes a very important point. Wait a minute, don't get carried away. What's going on? You're jumping the gun here. You write there. What did you write? Did you bring from the case of what Nisachamayim? There, what did we use? We used a mem sosum in place of a mem pasuach. Wait a minute. Maybe I will suggest that a mem sosum is a higher madrega.
other words, if you only, what's between the two, what is more choshev, the mem sosum or the mem pasuach? So the Gemara is suggesting maybe the mem sosum is, well, let's put that aside. Let me tell you the idea now. The Gemara will get to it in a moment. Maybe a mem sosum is more choshev. So when you write Mayim, because it's more chashav, achron achron chashav, what comes at the end is more chashav. So you're supposed to write Mayim, you're supposed to use a mem pasuach, and you use a mem sosum. Ooh, wow, we upgraded, went to first class. Okay, that's why it's kosher. But in a situation where you're supposed to write a mem sosum and you write a mem pasuach, downgraded. You had a ticket to go first class and they put you in coach. What a chutzpah. You downgraded. The same time as possible. So here you're supposed to write shame. Shin mem sosum. And what did you end up writing? Shin mem pasuach. You've been downgraded. Don't bring me a raya from Mayim. Mayim, you were upgraded from a mem pasuach to a mem sosum, right? Okay, before we get, the Gemara goes to this question in two steps. The Gemara first takes note of the case of Mayim, and the Gemara notes by Mayim we are going from what's supposed to be pasuach to sosum, and our Gemara, the Gemara acknowledges we're supposed to write sosum when you wrote pasuach. The Gemara just says, umide pasuach, since we have an example of the Mayim, nischa Mayim, we're supposed to write pasuach ve'asohu sosum kosher, it's okay, you're supposed to write Mayim with a mem pasuach, and you wrote it with a mem sosum, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, misvara, it's the zelbazach when you do it the other way around. Sosum, in the case of shame, mishim, you're supposed to write shame with the mem sosum, nami, also with regard to the case of a sosum, even though sosum, the asohu pasuach, you were supposed to write a sosum, and you made a mistake in your pasuach, also kosher. The Gemara says, no. Don't go compare one case to the other. In one case, you're going up, and in one case, you're going down. Midami pasuach. If you're supposed to write a mem pasuach, mayim mem pasuach ve'asahu sosum iluye koma alile hafle v'fela. The Gemara says, now you want to know why? So you know what the answer really is? Why? Because the mem shevaluchos was a nace.
Right.
And the mela, if it's a mem sosum, the middle part of the mem is suspended by a miracle. Anything that needs a miracle, obviously, is a maila. It's a chash of a thing.
Right.
So that's why when you go from a mem pasuach to a mem sosum, you're going up a madrega. Aluye koma alile. The Yom Rabbi Chisva mem besamach shav luchos, because in the luchos the mem besamach shav luchos b'neis hayoyimdim avol sosum. But in the case of where you shame, you're supposed to write shame with the mem sosum. Imen v'yasso pasuach giru koma bigar reale. You're going down. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiba Rabba mansapach. Mansepach tzoyfim amorum, because the Gemara wants to suggest now that we have here these letters mansepach. The Gemara wants mem tzoyfim amorum, which means that it was a later in. How is the Gemara learning this kasha? This is part of the answer. You're going down a madrega. And how do we know why would it be going down a madrega? So the Gemara wants to suggest because the one who invented the mem pasuach were the Nevi'im. Okay, the Gemara wants to say a tremendous chiddush. That in the Luchos, how many letters were there in the Luchos, by the way? How many letters were there in the Luchos Shniyos? There are 620 letters. The way to remember there are 620 is Keser. Keser is Bigamatria 620. Keser Yidnu Lucha, right? Yidavim Sard. Keser Yidnu Lucha. Oh, Chashav. Keser Yidnu Lucha. So Keser has is a gematria 620. In the Luchos Shniyos, there are 620 letters. And every time a mem appeared in the Luchos Shniyos, the Gemara in the Hav Amina, it was a mem sosum. So the question now is, who invented the mem pasuach? The Gemara says, it's an invention by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im came along in later years, and they invented this thing called the mem pasuach. So therefore, if they invent it, it's not choshev. It's not a choshev. The Gemara is really giving here, there are different ways to shine the Gemara, but the Gemara at face value is giving us two reasons, or really two, which is one, why sosum is more choshev than pasuach. Because sosum appeared in the luchos, and pasuach was invented by human beings called Nevi'im, the male. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous.
What are all the letters in the Aleph Beis? How they originate?
Hashem, in Hashemayim.
How do we know he didn't originate the mem?
Oh, so that's the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara at this point wants to say that Sasum is more chash because the person looks in the Lamem Pasuach was invented by the Nevi'im. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. Exactly what you're questioning. Which means the Mem, the open Mem. The Mem Pasuach. The Nun, you have to go analyze each letter. But these letters were invented by the Nevi'im. Tsoifim. Tsoifim means Nevi'im Amorum. They were taught, they were invented by the Nevi'im. The Gemara says it's ridiculous. A Navi is not allowed to create any new halach in the Torah. Everything was given in Sinai. Atizbar, does this make any sense? The Aksib says in the Pasuk, Eilah HaMitzvah, She'ein HaNavi Rishai L'Chadish Dovar Me'ata. A Navi is not allowed to invent anything new. And therefore, it cannot be that the Nevi'im invented this concept called... Mansbach. Ella, the Gemara, you're right. Mihava Havoi. You're right. It existed. So what then does the Nevi'im made that Lo Havi Yediyah He Biyem Siteva He B'Soif Teva V'Yosu Tsoifim V'Takninu and they were Masakin. The truth is the different types of letters, the Mansapach, always existed. It's just that it was not known when you use the one set for the middle of the word or the beginning and one set for the end of the word. And it was the Nevi'im that came along and they were Machadish when we use certain letters in the beginning or middle of the word and when we use the other letters at the end of the word. The Gemara says it's also a violation of the concept that a Navi is not allowed to initiate the law, not allowed to Machadish anew. V'yakati eila ha-mitzvah she'ein ha-Navi rashai l'chadish tava me'ata. He's not a Navi, he's not allowed to invent anything new from this point in time onward. Ella the Gemara...
Just said this is a
Mamsol feast. No, so it appears from the Gemara in the Hamin assumes that when the Torah was given, you can do whatever you want. You have a choice. You have free will. And they came along and they said, no, from now on, we're going to do it this way. They're not allowed to do that. If the Torah allows you to do whatever you want, to choose which type of letter, you have no right. A Navi has no right to go against to be Mechadish, a new concept in the Torah. So the Gemara concludes as follows. Ella shechachum v'chazru v'yastum. What it means is simple. When the Torah was given, when the world was created, and when the Torah was given, it was given with the knowledge that the osios psuchos, the kafufos, and the psuchos are to be used in the beginning of the word and in the middle of the word, and the osios pshutos and the osios stumos are to be used at the end of the word. It was forgotten. There must be some depth why it was forgotten, but it was forgotten. And the Nevi'im came along and they restored. When it says Nevi'im Amar means they just restored. Machzer Atara Liyoshna. They told everyone what it was originally. The Yostum. Fine. So therefore, what are we back with? We're back. The Gemara really is not into the Kasha. We're really stuck. The Gemara at this point is the Gemara has not answered the question. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, the Gemara concludes we don't have an answer. The Gemara's maskana is one is not more chashuv than the other, and the maskana sevator indeed is puzzle. A sevator indeed is puzzle. And when it says over here I take that back. We do have an answer. I'm sorry. I take it back. No. We don't take it back. Mayim. We do have here this concept of mayim. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know the Gemara's maskana. Okay, I didn't prepare properly to get the Gemara's answer. But basically, with the Gemara, let's review what we have here. We have shame mishimon. The shin is wrong. It's the wrong shin. We have here two tanaim. One tana clearly says that uchesav tam, ksiva tama. The sefer Torah is puzzle, finished. Nothing to talk about. On the other hand, we have Yehuda ben Becerra. He says that mayim. And what's mayim? What is mayim? Mayim is mem yud mem. So what's mem? What is mem? No. So we do have an answer. I take it back. We do the. Okay. I got it. I got the answer. What did Yehuda ben Becerra say? Let's get all the steps. At least we should come away. We'll at least come away with something today. What does he say? Mayim. What's the problem with mayim? the mem that he's using for mayim is a mem sasum. So look what's going on. You're supposed to write a pasuach and you wrote a sasum, and yet it's a raya. So just like what's the Gemara's maskana according? Just like sasum, the also pasuach is kosher, is good. It's good enough. Why is it good enough? Because we have a raya of nisach hamayim, so it's logical that if you're supposed to do it the other way around, I'm supposed to write a mem sosum, shame, a mem sosum, and I wrote pasuach, it's also good. And don't give me this business, no, when you go from pasuach to sosum, you're going up. But when you go from sasum to pasuach, you're going down. No. That's ridiculous, because they were both given misinai. And this that you go, you try to tell me, oh, that the mem sasum was given from the luchos, from the ribbono shel olam, and the pasuach was given by the neviim, that's nonsense. Ein hanavi v'shayin l'chad shava. They just reminded us what was given originally. So memelu, what's the Gemara's maskana? Both mems were given at the same time, and they are both equally choshuv. Half leva fella. They're both, one goes at the end, one goes in the middle. They're both equally choshuv. But even though ideally one goes at the end and one goes in the beginning, if you switch, there are grounds to be lenient that it's good enough. V'horaya mayim. Mayim, nisach hamayim. That's why. So just like for nisach hamayim, it's good enough. It's good enough to be mechayiv on Shabbos if you write shin with a mem pasuach. And Enochinami, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro, is in disagreement with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold uchasav tam ksiva tama. You can't go pasuach sasam pasuach. But the Gemara's maskon is there are two tanoim. There's a tana uchasav tam ksiva tama. And according to him, you write shem ishim and you potter. But there's another tana. There's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro, and he holds mayim, and mayim is, it was supposed to be pasuach and you made it sasum. And just like pasuach the aso sasum is good enough, likewise with sasum the aso pasuach is also good enough. And don't go tell me one is more chashuv than the other. That's not true. They're equally chashuv because they were both given misinai, and it was Levine that reminded us the way it's supposed to be. So we have a maskana. We're going according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro. Someone will ask you, as he says to the Mishnah, everyone knows this Mishnah, Shem Mishim Nishayev. So I'll say to you, what are you talking about? It's the wrong man. V'chasavtem, v'chasivetami, you say it in Kriya Shema. Ein achanami, we're not going like that, man. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro. Mayim, mayim of Nisach HaMayim. That's the Mor's maskana. Okay, weiter. Now the Gemara is another member, Gufa. Amar Rav Chista Mem v'Sama Shabluchos b'Neis Hayu Oyim Dem Ah. It was a Neis. What was the Neis? V'Yamar, that's one halacha. V'Yamar Rav Chista Ksav Shabluchos Nikra Mifnim Nikra B'Chutz. It was all the way back and it was through and through. It was hollow, etched all the way through. Kigoyin Nevuv. If you read the word Nevuv, when you see the word Nevuv, when you go look on the other side, it was backwards. It was Bunan. It was backwards. Stuart Rahav Bahar Saru Veres. Okay, so the words, the letters, they were read from side to side. So when you go on the back side of the luchos, you can see the letters backwards. Because you're reading it from your one side, you're reading it from right to left, and the other side you see the other way around. Okay, right. I'm reading. Now, it's not a perfect example, because even though the letters are backwards, it's all part of the drush, but the letters also should be backwards. You shouldn't be able to read the letters. Nun points, nun goes from right to left. So on the other side, even though the letters are going to be backwards, but the letters are twisted. So what does the Gemara really mean here? It means that was part of the miracle? Or does the Gemara just mean no? Of course letters are twisted. I just want to illustrate the concept that it was etched all the way through, but of course you couldn't possibly read it on the other side because it was twisted. How far do you want to take the Gemara? I am Panim Latoya. Vaita. Amri. Le Rabban Rav Shimon Shuman Levi. Ah, new Gemara.
Anything that was...
Yeah. Anything that was, only the luchos, the word, the letters, the 620 letters were written on the luchos. So I mean, they are midrashim. The whole Torah was on the luchos, but pashup shad is you have just the luchos. They are seres hadibras. Fight. Amr the rabban the rabban shem levi also died who idna the bay midrashim. Yom le mili the afilu be me yoshu benun loy ait machavasayu. Even in the time of Yeshua benun, they did not say such beautiful chidushim. Now, what did they say about it? Let me just say a beautiful drush before we go. This is a Yisrael, this is a good out of a Gemara, the Gvart. At least you know this Vart today. Why do you have to mention Yeshua ben Nun? Who was the one that brought into use Ksav Ashuris? It was Ezra. In the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they were not using Ksav Ashuris. They were using Ksav Ivri. All of the drashas, the Gemara is now going to say, why is there a tag and why is the letter pointed this way? All of the drushim, or many of the drushim, the Gemara is going to present, is based upon the Ksav Ashuris, what we have today in the Sefer Torah. But when did Klal Yisrael begin to use Ksav Ashuris in their Sefer Torah? Only the time of Ezra. The Bayis Sheni, the Kibbutz Sheni, but in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they were still using Ksav Ivri. Only on the Luchos did they have Ksav Ashuris, but not in the Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis HaKnesses, you had Ksav Ivri. Along came Ezra, Ksav Hanishtavan. He changed the Ksav from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. The male, all of these drashas cannot be said during the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, because they did not even know what Ksav Ashuris was. That's why the Gemara says, "De'afilu bimei Yehoshua ben Nun lo yitmach avasayo." Here we go. Aleph base. Aloif bina. Aleph means to learn. Aloif means to learn, to study. Bina is knowledge. Study Torah. Aleph Beis means to learn Torah. Gimel Dalet. Dalet. What do we say? How do you say Dalet? Rabbi Meyerfield, how do you say? Dalid. Dalid with a D, right? Dalid. But here it's Dalis. Dalit. Dalit. Dalis. Okay. Gimel Dalet. What is Gimel Dalet? Gimoyel. Gimoyel Dalet. Be gracious to the poor. Give it tzedakah. Now, my time pashta carried the gimel. Why is the leg of the gimel? My time pashta carried the gimel. Why is leg of the gimel is kicking the gimel? The gimel is always kicking the dalet. Why? Why is it towards the dalet? Shekain darko shal goimel chasodim lorutz achar dalet. The derech of a kind person is to run. You're always looking to do chesed. Or my time pashta carried the dalet. Gabi the gimel. Why is the dalet, the leg of the dalet, bent slightly towards the gimel? The ani shouldn't make it hard for the usher to give him tzedakah. If the ani needs the tzedakah, he shouldn't run away. He needs it, so make himself available that when the usher comes to give him, he should be there. Look at it on a dalet, it's slightly bent, yeah. Slightly bent towards, that's the halacha. It's supposed to be bent slightly towards the right side, towards the gimel. Let's see. So my type hasha carried the dalet gabi gimel, the limtse le nafshe, the dalet, the dal, the poor man shall make himself available for the tzaddik. He should not make it difficult for the gomel chesed to bestow kindness upon him when he is truly in need. Well, my time mahadiape the dalet mi gimel. Why is the dalet facing away? The Gemara says since the leg is slanted towards the gimel, we view the dalet as facing away the gimel. Why? The litin le bitzina. That when the gomel, when the gimel bestows kindness, he should give it to him secretly, discreetly, not to cause the dal embarrassment. That the dal shall not be embarrassed to receive handouts. Next, looks like hey vav. What are the two letters hey and vav? Ze shemoy shel hakadosh baruch hu. Hey vav represents Hashem's name, shemoy shel hakadosh baruch hu. When do you have that? On Sukkot. Ani vaho hoshiyana. So ani I, the vav is a vav chibur. Ho, hey vav. One of us, Hashem has many names. We have Yud Kei Vav Kei. We have Elokim. We have Yud Kei, and we have the. But it's also one of Hashem's name is Hey Vav. Ani I Vaho, and Hashem Hoshiyana. So the Hey and the Vav is one of Hashem's name. Right. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chaf Lamed. Now we have now six letters, and these six letters are part of a series. What do they represent? If the Goymel will be kind to the poor, V'imata Oisakein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zonoischa, Hashem will give you Parnasa, V'Chonoischa, and will be gracious to you. If you'll be kind to the poor, if you'll do both, if you'll Aloif Bina, remember you have to be Aloif Bina. If you learn Torah and you will be Goymel Chesed, Torah and Chesed, then Hashem Hevav will do the next six things. He'll give you Parnasa, V'Chonoischa, and be kind, gracious to you. Tes Toiv Umeitiv Lach will be good to you. what's the yud? Will give you a spiritual inheritance. Torah is called the Yerusha. Will give you Yerusha, bequeath upon you good things. And then comes the chav, keser. Hashem will tie upon you a keser, a crown. Le'olam haba. Now, why lam is only two? Because olam haba, we cannot define its essence. The lam is reference to where you're going, where you're heading. Olam haba is a place that we're trying to go in that direction. But really, we have no asaga in this world. What is olam haba? The best that we can relate to olam haba is with a lamed. Lo olam haba. To go towards olam haba. Okay, next. Now we come to the two mems. There's a mem pasuach and a mem sesuma. What do the two mems represent? It represents Torah. There's two parts to this. Teres Hanigla and Teres Hanister. You learned Kabbalah. Maimer Pasuach, the mem stems from Maimer, a statement of Torah, that's Pasuach, that's meant to be understood, this Nigla, and Maimer Sasum. Next, Nun Kefufa Nun, there are two Nuns. There's a Ben Nun, and then there is a Nun Seifist, Nun Shuta. That means a Nemon Kafuf, Nemon Pashut. That means a Tzaddik. There's a Tzaddik that's bent, and there's a Tzaddik that is Pashut. Now, what does that mean? It means that in this world, Rashi explains a hard concept, Nemon Logan Rashi, Nemon Kafuf, Adam Kafuf. A kosher man, a good man has to be humble. Kafuf v'anav v'soifai, and if he will humble himself in the beginning, the end will be lihiyos poshut. He will stand tall, v'zakuf, and stand erect. Where le'olam haba? In this world, it's not going to go. But in the next world, this world is nothing more than a praise to Olam Haba. Vaita. Samach Ayin. What do these two letters stand for? Semoich Aniyin. Now this, not only this goes, this is another idea of tzedakah. We had Gimel Dalid, Goymel Dalim. That's one type of chesed, to be gracious. But here's another thing. Semoich Aniyin, support the poor. Another type, another different darga, a different level. You have to analyze the chiluk. But another madrega of giving tzedakah, support the poor. Lishna Achrina, another interpretation, Samachain, Simonim Asei Batoirah. Make simonim. Okay, today there's a lot of good stuff out there about memory. In order to memorize things, you have to make simonim. Simonim Batoirah. Okay, and acquire it. Okay, next. Pei Kfuva Pei Pshuta. What is, why there are two peis? One is Kaf, one is Pashut. Pei Pasuach, Pei Sasum. Sometimes open your mouth. Ace Lidaber, the Ace Lishtoik. Sometimes be quiet. Tzadik Kfuva Tzadik is Pshuta. Same thing, there's a Tzadik that's Kafuf. Bend yourself in this world, and then you'll be Zaychet to be Zokuf in the next world, to be Tzadik Pashut. Oh, the Marista Kasha, that's the Zelbet Zach as Nun Kafuf Nun Pashut. Hainu Nemon Kafuf Nemon Pashut. We already said that, there are two types of Nun, so why are we repeating this again when it comes to the Tzadi? The Gemara answers, Enoch Nami, Hadzeh Gufa, Hoysif Rakosef, Kefif Al Kefif Asai, you gotta do it twice. You have to intensify your efforts in this world to be humble, and really should be zeichet to be stand tall in the next world. Mikan shnidne ha-Toyra b'manud roish. Toyra was given with great trepidation. People, their heads were bent. They were very humble. When the Torah was given, you have to follow the mitzvos and humble yourself doubly. Nemon kaf of nemon pashut tzadik kaf of tzadik pashut. Next, kuf is kadosh. Reish is rasha. Nighttime of Mahad Apid the Kuf Meresh. Why is the face of the Mahad Apid the Kuf Meresh? Why is the Kuf turning away from the Reish? Now the Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the truth is all the way around. It's like Losh Sagenor. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, why is the Kuf looking away? Kuf. My time, Mahad Apid the Kuf Meresh. Lishna the Rashi says Loshen Sagenor. Lishna the Ma'al Yehu. Shachov Pumfaken. It's the Reish that's looking away from the Kuf, not the Kuf looking away from the Reish. Lagabi Kuf Sheinah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we want to say over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu forces the Rasha to turn away because Hashem does not tolerate looking at Rishaim. Why? So Kuf Reish. My time, Mahad Apid the Kuf Meresh. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein and Yochol Lestakel Berasha. I can't look at the Rasha. My time with the tag the kuf legabed reish, but there's a tag on the kuf that points towards the reish. Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu in Choyzeboy and Nikosh Chokeser Kimoys. If you go into tshuva, I'll give you a keser like me. But my time I carry the kuf. Tell you why is the leg of the kuf suspended in midair? The Yehudah Bay Leil Vleil Vleil Bahach. If the Rasha wants to tshuva, there's an opening. It's easy to enter into the airspace of the kuf. You can come in through that opening. Vleil Bach. Masalei Reshlokish Reshlokish Mi Miaydach Siv. What does mean the pasuk Im Leleit Sim Hu Yolitz? If a person wants to be a leitz, he'll be a leitz. But Uli Anovim Yitain Chain. Hashem gives. When it comes to being to become to a humble Hashem, it gives you extra siyata deshmaya. Bolitame, if you want to be in time to be a leitz, who yolitz? Do it on your own. The door is open. You want to be a leitz, you want to be a person that makes litzanis, that is mezalzel and things that are choshev, do it on your own. But if you want to be pure, you want to be an anav yitain, Hashem goes the extra step, yitain chay bolitam is sign so. Next, we have shin. What is shin? Shin is sheker. Tav is emes. The word Tav represents that why is, we'll see them why. My Tamak Shashakim covered Milay. Those three letters are next to each other. Shin, Kuf, Resh are all next to each other in the Aleph base, going backwards. Shin, Kuf, Resh, next. MS, Merachaka Milay. The MS, they are, the Aleph is the first letter. The last letter is the Saf. And the middle letter is the Mem. Why is the Mem the middle letter? Mem is not the, because the, how many letters are in the Aleph base? 22? No, 27. Mansipach. And when you put the middle letters, after the chaf, you put a chaf seifis. After the men, you put the mem seifis. After the nun, you put nim. So you go and you make the letters like when you organize the 27 letters, and you put the doubles right after the open letters, then the 14th letter is the mem, and male is the middle letter. So aleph is the first letter, tav is the last letter, and the middle letter is the mem, male it's ms. Ms spans from one end to the other end. It's the chaisama yishat al shbaruchu, it's solid. My time showing Rav Mila Emes Mach Mila Shikra Shchiach Sheker is all over the place, but Kushta Lo Shchiach Shek Emes is not common. But my time is Shikra Achad Karukoi Sheker. All three letters have one leg, or the Kuf of the Sheker, the leg comes down on its own. But the Emes Malbin Luvone. But Emes, all of the legs of the word Emes are two letters. So the Gemara says because Kushta Koi Shikra Loi Koi, because Kushta Emes endures. Sheker loikoi, sheker does not endure. Okay, vaita ad bash. Now, so that concludes the first series. Now the Gemara goes to another series of the letters of the alapes. At now in this series we match the first letter with the last letter. At bash. So the Gemara makes Joshua. I see. We take aleph. I see tov. Hashem says to the wicked, O see me Hashem toiv. You hate it. You hated me. You Russia. Beishin. Osi toev as ave osi toev es ave lo. Should I yearn for you? Should I have anything? Any osi toev es ave lo. So the Gemara makes Rashi aleph tov. Aleph is, let's see Rashi. Rashi says ois. As avelo bitmi avchein chulam. So I guess it's aleph stands for osi, right? Osi is I you hate. Let me see over here. Osi toev. Osi toev es avelo. Yes, I guess what it means over here is the aleph stands for osi. And then Hashem OC, which is short for OC Toev, and Hashem responds with the Tov Esave. Esave is like the pronounced syllable of the word Esave is a Tov Esave. Should I yearn for you? Or you can interpret it to mean that Aleph Tov Teila means Aleph is OC, Tov is Toev, me you hate it. Then we read the two letters backwards and we read it Esave Saave Tov Aleph. First comes the Tov, then comes the Aleph. Vaitem Beishin. Me, you did not desire. Then we have the shin. Should I bestow my name upon you? Gimel resh. Gufaitime, you Russia, you have contaminated your body. That's the gimel. Resh. Arachem alav. Should I show mercy to the wicked man? Dalet kuf. Dal so sinol. You lock my doors. When you prevented people from learning Torah. So we have the kuf karnav loya gadeya. Should I not chop down your horn? Should I not deny you, take away your koyach? Ad kan midas rishoim. So far is the midah of a wicked. Now we come, avol midas hasadikim. We darshan the letters in a different fashion. Aleph tof, beis shin, imato bush. Aleph is bush. So we have aleph tof. We take the two letters together. Aleph tof, imato. If you will be beis shin, bush. If you will be shamed, you'll be humble. You will show expressions of busha. Gimel reish dalid kuf. Imato isakein gor. Gimel reish is you will live bedok. You will live in. You will cleave to shemaim. Duk means to lashon of midabik, to cleave to shemaim. Imato isakein gor. You will live bedok in heaven. Hey tzadi vav pei. Now the Gemara now takes the letter hey and makes the hey into a ches, because sometimes the hey and the ches can be interchanged because they look alike. As the Gemara in the previous staff said, hey tzadi vav pei chatzitza. So hey and tzadi is a ches, chatz, chatzitza. Have will be bein chot you, and vav pei stand for af, between you and anger. I will protect you from any punishment. Zayin ayin ches samach tes nun. So we take now einata mizdazeya. You're not going to worry from min hasatan. So the last four letters ches samach tes nun, we make the ches into a hey, and then it's ha satan. Even though it's a satan, we commonly spell with a sin, not with a samach, but it's also interchangeable. So the ches we make into a hey, and the samach we make into a sin, and the zayin ayin represents zazea, to be terrified. If you will be a tzaddik, you will not be afraid. Ein atah, you're not going to be afraid. Zayin ayin ches samach tes nun. The ein atah mizdazea min hasatan. Yud mem choflam. The last two letters of this series of the Atbash. Omar sar shel gehenim lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam liyam kol. I want them all. Liyam is the yam shel gehenim. That is the yam shel Shlomo. And there's the yam shel gehenim, all the gehenim. So the sar shel gehenim says, I want them all to come into my yam. Achas. So now we start a new series. Okay, so this whole Gemara is very, very mystical. What is the new series? We divide the letters of the Aleph Beis into three parts. And we match up the first letter with the middle, with the first letter with part one, Aleph through Zayin, Ches until Samach, and then Samach to the end. And we match up each letter with its counterpart in the different sets. So Aleph, Ches, Samach. Beis, Tes, Ayin. Aleph gets matched with the eighth letter, and with Samach, and then we match Beis, the second letter, with Tes, and with Ayin. Gimel, Yud, Pei. So what's Hashem say to the Satan? Ani Chos Aleihem. So the Aleph stands for Ani. Ches Samach means mercy. I will have mercy upon all the people of the world, at least of the Tzadikim. Mibnei, because Beis, Tes, Ayin means Sheboato. Begif. They have kicked Begif. Now what's Begif? Gif means they have Gif. A Gif is why is Gif Avodah Zarah? Because Avod adultery. Agiliarais. For adultery. Gif is an Aramaic word, okay, because they have rejected the Gif. And so again, Aleph again stands for I, Ani, Chos, Ches Samech Lav Pity, because Bota, they have kicked Gif Avod Zar. That's why they're not coming into the Yam Shel Gehenim. Next letters in this series of where we take the Aleph base and we divide into three parts and we match up the letters, the corresponding letters. Dalid, the fourth letter, is matched with the fourth letter of set number two, Chaf, matched with the fourth letter of set number three, the Tzadi. Dakimheim, they are pure people. Kanimheim, they're upright people. Tzadikimheim, they're righteous people. Next set. Hey, Lamid Kuf. Ein Hey, that stands for Chelek. We make believe the Hey is a Ches, and those three letters stand for Chelek. We're Chelek. Ein Lecha Chelek Bohen. And now we come to the last. Vav. the sixth letter of the set matched with the mem, with the resh. And then we also match up the Zion and the Nun, Shin and the Saf. So we match them all, the remaining letters in these three sets. We now put them all together. The Vav with the Zion. So you have Vav, Mem, Resh. Zion, Nun, Shin. But there's one leftover letter, and that's the Tav. The Tav sticks out. Because when you draw letters in the Alpes, they don't fit into perfectly three perfect sets. You have a remainder. And the remainder is the Tav. So the Tav here gets appended to the very end. Amar Gehenim Lufnei Ribbono Shel Olam, Mori, my master. Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's Mem Resh. Mem Resh is Mori, my master. So Amar Gehenim Lufanov. So what's the Vav? I guess the Vav is Lufanov. I guess that's what the Vav is. It's not really clear. The Vav is Lufanov. Ribbono Shel Olam, Mori, my master. Zaneni, Mori, my master. Zainun, Zaneni, give me food. Mizaro Shel Shes, Shin Tov. Because the entire world comes from the Zerav Shes. Amalei, so now we start the Aleph Beis all over again. Another series of Aleph Beis. But in this series, we divide out into two parts, and we match the first letter with the first letter of the second part, which means we match the Aleph with the Lamed. So Aleph Lamed, Beis Mem, Gimel Nun, Dalet Samach. Lehechon Alichem, so Hashem says, where will I know? Where will I bring them? Where will I bring the tzaddikim? I'm not going to let the Gehenim take them. Legan. Hadas, so Gimel Nun is Gimel, is Gan, and Dalet Samach stands for, sure, we move ahead, Das means myrtles, Hadasim, and that is Gan Eden. Gan Eden has a reach of Hadasim. Hey, Ayin Vav Pei, Omar Gehen Lufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Oye Fanochi. So Hey, Ayin Vav Pei means Omar Gehenim. I guess the hay of is Gehenim. That's the hay, because that's the most pronounced part of Gehenim is the hay. Ayin Vav Pei Oyef. The Vav and the Yud can be interchanged. A lot of interchanging in the letters. Oyef Onoichi. I am tired. Zayin Tzadi Ches Kuf. So Hashem says, too bad for you. Halalu Zaroi. The Zayin is Zaroi Shel Yitzchok. Yitzchak, the most pronounced syllable is the tzadi Yitzchak. Tof, Reish, these are the seed of Yitzchak. And then we have Zayin is Zaroi of Yitzchak. Halolo Zaroi Shel Yitzchak. What's the Cheskuf? Omar Gehenim Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Oyef Anochi. I am tired. Zayin Tzadi Cheskuf. Haloloi, so Hashem says no. Haloloi, Zaroi Shel Yitzchok. So the three letters, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf, represent Yitzchok. We're missing the Yud. Okay, but it's Yitzchok. Three letters. And the Zayin is Zaroi. That don't touch my people, they are the Zera of Yitzchok. And further, now we finish up the series. Tes, Resh, Yud, Shin, Chof, Tes. Tor, Tar. Tes Resh means tar, means to wait. Aramaic means hamtein, wait. Tar, wait. Yud Shin means yesh. I got a lot of people for you. You're hungry? Gehenim. Don't worry. There's a lot of people coming there. Yesh. Chof tes. Chof tov. Tar, wait. Yesh li chof tov stands for kitos. I have many groups of people. Kitos, kitos, shel oivdei kachavim, sha'ani, nois lach, which I'm going to give you. Okay, so sach hakol. Well, if you don't learn Sifrei Kabbalah. If you learn Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Gematrios, then we have enough to learn Taras and Nigla to go get into Taras and Nister, all these things. But I am Pam Torah. So let's just really recap what we have done here, at least in the system. So the first system was we darsh in every single letter of the Aleph. The second system was we darsh in Atbash. We took the first letter and we matched it with the last letter. And we had this whole discussion of the tzaddikim and the rishon. And then we had a conversation. And then we went to a new system where we divided the letters of the alphabet into three parts. three parts. And we matched the first part, part one, with the first part two, and the first part three. But we had a leftover letter, tough. And then we continued this conversation, and then we divide the letter of the Alabes into two parts. And we matched the first of the second part, and that concluded the conversation. So the total how many? It's the first, sixth Aleph Beis, and then the Adbash, three parts, and two parts, four systems of darshaning the Aleph Beis has been presented here in the Gemara. And in the process, one thing the Gemara does very often is interchanges letters. It takes the hey and makes it into a ches. It makes the ches into a hey. A yud becomes a vav. Vav becomes a yud. A samach and a sin interchange. Satan with a samach. And we also, when we dash in the conversation, we don't necessarily focus on the first word. We focus on the syllable of the word that is the most distinct. When you have a word, sometimes a certain part of the word, even a second syllable or a third syllable, is what gives it its oomph, gives it its sound, and that becomes the ikar letter which is used to represent the word in the conversation. So at least those yisodos, if you can't remember the whole conversation, those yisodos are kedai to take out of the Gemara. Okay.
Sometimes you do find that in the third set, Aleph and Lamed are written together.
Aleph and Lamed, but that's a modern day, that's a modern convention from printers. They wanted to save on the plates. They used it was very painful to go and put every single letter into a plate. So if you have Aleph and Lamed next to each other, so the person who in the printing shop would just take a special symbol, Aleph Lamed, in one shot. That is a modern day convention. There's no makar for that anywhere in Chazal, as far as I know.
Right here.
What? What do you mean?
Right here.
Where?
In the third way of doing it, Aleph Lamed.
Aleph Lamed just means we match up for purposes of drush.
So
we connect the Aleph Lamed.
Like
it doesn't mean that you. That's something that's a modern day invention. Okay, we'll stop here.